Okay, so here's the scene. They've been playing for 90 minutes. The score was still 0-0. And the thing was, a tie wasn't going to cut it. In order to get to the second round of the World Cup, the United States needed a win. Or, you know, back to the U.S. with the U.S. team. Then, less than 4 minutes left to go in the game.
Landon Donovan, there are things on here for the USA. Can they do it here? Cross, and Dempsey is denied again, but Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA! Certainly through!
Well, it sounded like he was saying, go, go, USA, but he was saying goal, and that was the goal that brought the United States, for only the third time in World Cup history, to the second round.
The knockout round.
Yeah, absolutely. Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, have you watched that goal like 20 times like me?
That was just an amazing moment. I watched it. I think I've watched it about 40 times more. You know what I mean? It's just an unbelievable goal. I've listened to the reports on the radio and just thought about it. It's just an amazing moment.
Is it possible to overestimate how big this was?
Well, the United States has had big triumphs and big moments in world soccer before. In 1950, USA beat England. That was
right.
A huge, and if you look, you know, throughout history, there was a huge win over Trinidad and Tobago to qualify for the 1990 World Cup, which was a big win. But I think in terms of, well, last year we beat Spain in the Confederation Cup in South Africa. That was massive. That was probably probably the biggest win up until this point. But I think the value of this win was that it was in the 91st minute, and it completely changed the complexion. You had people all over the country watching it, but it was just the desperation, the moment that they did it.
The United States team seems to like start out slow, and they get better as the games go on. Right,
they're underdogs, though. They're kind of the North Korea of the knockout round.
They have this underdog feel, but they're also the 15th ranked team in the world. So they're not a bad team. And a lot of them have played a considerable amount of international soccer.
Well, I don't think we can say Landon Donovan is a bad player.
Landon Donovan, he's been there before. He played in 2002. He had a lot of youth, a lot of exuberance. He played in 2006. He felt worn down. He felt tired. And in between 2006 and 2010, him and his wife broke up. He went through some changes in his life, and he's playing with a renewed sense of confidence.
All right. Another big story in sports yesterday, or at least a long story in sports yesterday, a record broken in Wimbledon.
May suspended.
Domingo, it's incredible that we even got to this point.
Isner's probably thinking to himself, how am I going to get up out of bed tomorrow?
Okay, that is them suspending the longest match in tennis history, still going on between John Isner from the U.S. and Nicolas Mahut from France. Still going.
It's the longest tennis match in tennis history. It's stuck at 59-59 in the fifth set. This is like a baseball game going into the 35th inning, or a 6-hour football game. It's essentially unheard of.
How are these guys still on their feet? That's the question.
They played for a total of 10 hours, 7 hours, 6 minutes in the fifth set alone, and enough to break the full match record of 6 hours and 33 minutes set at the 2004 French Open.
Wimbledon never calls it?
Well,
no tiebreakers.
No, yeah, there's no tiebreakers. Yeah. No.
They were better than that.
What I think is most interesting about this is that because there's such a big sports story with the World Cup, is that the only time we're focusing on Wimbledon is with the longest match in history. And in this year's Wimbledon has one of the most wide-open fields. Federer seems weaker. Nadal seems weaker. It seems like there's more opportunities on the men's and the women's side, and this is the only way we're going to turn our gaze.
So you're saying
this,
the World Cup is distracting us from what could be a really interesting tennis championship.
I agree 100%, yes. This could be one of the best Wimbledons of all time.
Okay.
Not for these two guys.
Exactly.
They're sore.
Well, they're just hoping the other one passes out at some point, then they get the win.
What does the crowd do? Boo when there's a deuce?
It's like, come on already. Come on already.
Exactly.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.